This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 8th. God's word to you today is walk with God. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 14, verses 19 to 20, and it says, Melchizedek blessed Abram with this blessing. Blessed be Abram by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has defeated your enemies for you. Then Abram gave Melchizedek a tenth of all the goods he had recovered. You must understand scriptures, and to do that, you have to seek God out for yourself. You cannot expect a child that just started walking to run a marathon. Similarly, someone that just started walking with God cannot answer questions about tithing. That is not his or her business at that point. First, he or she needs to learn to walk with God and then understand the covenant. It is from walking with God and understanding the covenant that you learn that tithing is a response to the covenant. It is foolishness to seek spiritual advice from someone who does not yet understand or know their left from right. Be wise enough to examine the life of the person you want to take spiritual advice from. Obedience to God's word and applying his principles is always profitable. When God speaks, sometimes it does not make sense. Many times, people get caught between obeying God and adjusting to society. That is the challenge of spiritual leadership. As you know, I am not in a popularity contest. Have you noticed that I do not even want to be popular? I just want the name of Jesus to be glorified. So, this pastor will do what God wants him to do, regardless. Everyone has to decide for themselves whether to keep attending church or whether to actually follow God. Are you going to just wear the I am a Christian tag, or are you going to seek and follow this true and living God? No one can decide for you. You need to decide for yourself. What will it be? The first benefit of relentless calling is his heart is revealed. The second is we hear his voice. And the third is we experience his power. Mark 10:52 says, And Jesus said to him, Go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus. Your miracle will be instant, silent, and complete. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. When you know his heart, hear his voice, and experience his power, the natural response is to follow him like Bartimaeus followed Jesus. Do you want to follow Jesus today? I pray that you will experience God's heart revealed. You will hear his voice and experience his power manifested. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Father, as I know your heart and hear your voice, let your power manifest in my life and empower me to follow Jesus all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.